ISG. Anybody got a copy on frequency?
ISG, Kilo, X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, go ahead.
Come back with that call sign again, I'm going to try to write it down. I wasn't ready. I'm sorry.
X-ray 4, Yankee Mike.
Kilo, X-ray 4, Mike, QSO.
Negative, Kilo, X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, repeat, Yankee Mike. Over.
Yankee Mike, gotcha. I'm over here in Gastonia, North Carolina. What's your QTH?
Greenville, South Carolina, the name is Scott, and you're coming in real good. If anything, you're a little over-modulated.
Back on with modulation. That sound any better, sir?
Possible now. Thank you.
Just kind of run across this here repeater. I can't find it in the repeater book anywhere. Wonder what it is. I don't know. Greenville, South Carolina, right?
And the repeater's listed under, W4NYK, I believe, in the book.
Put that down in my notes and, go ahead and give a name in my radio, I guess. So, am I still over-modulating?
Just a tad. Maybe you can back off another inch or two on your mic and come in a little clearer, or?
About that right there. I got it about a foot from my mouth.
That's a heck of a mic you got there. Yeah, it's better there.
Yeah. So what's happening in the big old town of Greenville, South Carolina today?
Hoping for some rain, but we got a sprinkle, and that's about it. It's been pretty much a wasted day, about 73, 74 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and just hanging out tonight, watching a fight on the TV and playing some computer stuff.
Some good living you got going on right there. I was in here hanging out in my radio shack and doing stuff on the computer myself. It always, anything I'm doing on a computer always deals with radio now, so I don't know. I'm hooked.
After a while, when do you start playing with antennas?
They got me a little small antenna farm over here. I got like four antennas up over here now.
Sounds fun. I'm getting ready. I've been planning on working for about the last week and a half putting an antenna up, but I've been dodging the forecasts.
I didn't catch all that.
Now with 2 days straight with no rain or inclement weather, and the forecasters have been messing with my head, and they call for rain, and then we get beautiful days.
Y'all are too close to North Carolina, because up here we got a saying, wait 15 minutes and the weather change.
Time, it's supposed to even out a little bit. I'm trying to get the garden in, waiting for the last day of frost to get done. Managed to get most of that in. Still waiting on a day or two where I could get some holes dug in the ground and plant a couple of olive trees I got waiting.
You down there that you're farming in?
A couple of acres, nothing real big, a little bit of woods in the back. Just enough to keep me too busy, if you know what I mean.
That's one way of keeping busy, plus I think it's better when you grow your own food compared to what we have now, if you know what I mean.
You know that, we cook mainly from scratch, love the vegetable gardens. We put away food, we got a freeze dryer, and that works out real well. And, yeah, we play around a lot with food.
That, food's my favorite thing, too.
That's when you can put a little bit of effort into it and end up eating stuff that tastes a heck of a lot better than something coming out of a store.
A lot more healthier and ain't got all those chemicals and stuff in it.
The chemicals I got is a bunch of rabbit manure I picked up from a guy up here. And we're going to try that out and see how well that works on the garden this summer.
Just make sure it's fairly dry before you put it out there, because that's very acidic.
In the fall last year, and it sat all winter long underneath the cover. and I'm just getting the smell out of my truck about now.
Today, my dad, he used to go get a couple loads of turkey manure. Oh, my God, we was the talk of the town there. Well, actually, the subdivision. It stunk for months.
I'm right through the center of town with my back of my truck filled up and covered with a tarp, and, well, I could see faces turn as I drove by.
I can see that happening. Hey, if you don't mind, I'll put you in my QSZ, and hopefully... Oh, wait a minute. I got to fix something. I did it wrong. I want to try to get this logged in. I try to log in all my contacts, no matter where or how I get it. And, if you ever on QRZ, just drop by there. And if you don't mind, just give me a confirmation. I see a lot of people don't like doing that, but I try to do as many as I can. Roger.
I'll sign once more, please.
Oscar 4, India, Sierra, Golf, KO4, ISG, QSL.
You're India, Sierra, Golf, QSL.
Anyway, Scott, I can't type too fast, so I'm over here chicken picking everything, so my apologies if I went silent on you.
No worries, we got it. Just a normal Friday night, nice and lazy.
I must agree. She's hot on the burner. Got you in there.
On the net on this frequency earlier tonight?
You did? Possibly did. The thing is, I've noticed it's kind of weird that all these different repeaters and frequencies they use have the same frequency, of course, but different tone scratches. But yet, I'm able to talk on one and key up all three of them, which is, I don't know, I don't think that's normal.
I trip up here, but this repeater is like 3,000 feet up in the air, and you're coming into the repeater real well.
I'm only running about 3/4 power, and usually this certain radio that IC-746 can do 100. I'm not driving it all the way yet.
You said you're in Georgia, right?
I'm in Gastonia, North Carolina. About 20 miles west of Charlotte.
About that. Yeah, you're definitely making a nice trip there. I got no problems with the signals now. Perfect.
Montana, that is only used for 2 meter. I find that, you get these little dual band and quad bands, they don't perform as good as one that is totally dedicated for one band, QSL.
A GP15 vertical, and it's up about 30 feet, and I'm on the top of a hill over here, so I've got pretty good 2 meter coverage, pretty good simplex coverage too.
For simplex work, I don't know the range on simplex, and just haven't been messing around that much. I need to start doing that. I mean, if I can make a repeater this distance and further, I should be able to talk like that, right? What you think?
As I said earlier, height is might, especially with VHF.
Let's see. Well, this certain antenna is probably between, I'd say, between 35 and 40 feet, due to the fact that it's on, basically on the top of my house on the eave, and it's a, plus it's about 18-foot antenna. It's a diamond.
Also, if you got nothing tall rimming around you, you'll do pretty good with this. Have you tried much HF from up there?
Only thing I can work with is 6 meters. and a little piece of 10 meters. And I've already made, I think, four contacts on 10 meters, but only had two confirmations.
I like to do confirmations these days. And most people don't even bother on 2 meter.
I see that. Plus, well, they even do that on 10 meter. I got one I was really waiting on. He was in Chile. And I'm still waiting on that confirmation. That will give me three confirmed QSOs on 10 meters.
You're just a tech now, right?
I can only use, 28.300 to 28.500. I don't go past that or below it, so.
After getting contacts on 10 meters, that's real good these days.
Yeah.
Romeo, go ahead.
Give a shout out to Scott down there in Spartanburg.
YM, you're solid into the repeater here tonight.
You are. FG is the code for GL. I was trying to get that gentleman down there in Greenville, South Carolina, to come back to you. Roger.
This is the Caesar head repeater, right?
It might be KX4YM, KX4ISG, you still on frequency?
Head.
Repeater in Greenville. QSL?
QSL.
Like about 98 miles from here. KX4GL is ID.
Dark, Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, you're solid in here. We've got a real good night tonight.
Good, he's got a daggone antenna about 100 foot in the tree.
Chinese stuff.
But it works, it still works.
But folks, don't fix it.
Scott, and that KF4 GLR, now he's in a simplex. That's a simplex right there.
He's hitting the repeater and coming back.
I got a question. You want to go try a simplex if you're getting the same effect? Scott? David?
I'm all game.
Wound 10 kilocycles and see if we can still do it.
Going down 10.
For 12, I have to change it over. If we can go to the 146520, that would work better. Keep going to Danny.
I bet I gotta reprogram the radio. It keeps putting in the automatic down 10 kilocycles.
I don't know where y'all are going. Frequency are y'all going to simplex? GAR, I was wondering what simplex you're using.
KF4 GLR, KF4 ISG.
Yeah, that's 146.595 is too much of a conflict with the frequency, the 610 that we're using. I don't know where the other guy went.
595, but I could pull him out. I could make out anything you said.
Just over here.
You got power down or up?
Sure now.
And muffled. What happened?
Pulling you in, but like a 3S and I changed the frequency on the other band and went lower. I don't know if I'm coming in clear now or if I'm getting interference with the other band.
We'll see.
standing by.